This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Roll into hour number two. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us in the Goodyear Hotline. Stay tuned for Warren Sapp, who's going to join us in the bottom of the hour. And we'll find out if Bart's right about some stuff that we were just talking about in the previous segment that I'm sure we will not.
You know what's crazy, right?
I need to know that.
Big Brother's always listening, right?
Yeah, that.
As soon as we went to commercial, uh-huh. On my email, yes. On my phone pops up a advertisement for Hims. Listen, I said that I've used it playing before. I didn't tell anybody. I didn't say I had ED. So like Hims, back off.
He showed me too. He's not making this up. This is not some radio bit.
Yeah,
that's it. Apple's listening.
Are they always listening,
dude? I ordered something. I ordered a Jets shirt on a website. Then I went to Facebook. And every ad was something Jets related, and they were like suggesting me to join Jets fan groups on Facebook. Yeah. I'm like, it's on a different. But I was like, this is our life now. This is what we do.
But I was just talking.
Yeah, I know.
It's not like I looked up something.
All you have to
do
is say, "Hey Siri," and that's going to light up.
I don't even program Siri in my phone. I don't even have Siri. Siri's unemployed for me.
Look, your phone's already blinking.
Oh man, I'm gonna try and claim Siri on my PPP.
You
see these people going to prison for these PPE. They giving people PPE stuff like they doing racketeering. The dude from Love and Hip Hop, Atlanta, just got 17 years for a PPP scam. Like, yo,
yeah,
that's like murder. That's fed time, too. That's 85%. Everybody in the hood know what I'm talking about. They can do that calculation. That's 3.5 minus 4. Oh, man, he ain't coming out to 2052. Man, say goodbye to him, man. Listen, don't worry, brother. Don't worry. I'll take care of your girl for you, man.
Oh, yeah, that's.
Hey, all y'all people
that's
out
a whole
there.
Other story.
All y'all people out there, y'all know who I'm talking to with these PPP stuff, man. They coming. Because when it comes time, you got to file them taxes. You got to file about them workers. Ooh, they coming. They handed out 17, 13. They handed out what does it call it? Is it racketeering? When you're an enterprise or something? Whatever that law is. Come on, man. You watch Juice. You seen Boys in the Hood. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do. I'm just trying to figure out where you're going with it. That's all.
No, I'm just telling people, hey, man.
I hear you.
Get the money back, man. I'm sorry, man. I lied.
Let's get on track. We have week two of the NFL starting tonight with Washington and the Giants. And I said earlier that this is, for the Giants, a bigger game, a more of a must win facing 0-2 than Washington. I'll explain that in a moment, but want to tell you again, if the NFL season underway, make sure you're ready to kick off, ready for kickoff with TuneIn, the app that lets you listen to live games, in-depth analysis, and tailored content for your team all season long, plus with ESPN Radio on TuneIn, you can listen to comprehensive football coverage from NFL Live, fantasy-focused football, and more, all to fuel your football fandom. Download the TuneIn app today to start listening everywhere you go. Again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Going to grab some calls here in a moment, but let me just explain this about the Giants. This is an important game for them because the next opponent, okay, Atlanta. And you said Atlanta might be the worst team in the league, you're thinking?
Right.
After what we saw in week one against the Eagles, you really are down on them now all of a sudden.
Yeah, high garbage.
Okay. So that's the next opponent, and you think, it'll be a long week for them now because they're playing Thursday. So maybe you get your first win there if you can't beat Washington. Now, they could beat Washington. In fact, you might
argue they should beat Washington.
But if they don't, and they're 0-2 – or you have Atlanta. But then after that, man, the schedule gets tough. Looking down the barrel at 1-5.
Somebody's definitely getting fired.
Exactly. That's a place for the Giants they cannot afford to go. But for Washington.
House money. Playoffs last year.
Ron Rivera's already kind of set up something. Like, he's got something in place. But I just feel like, again, for the Giants, it is just, for me, a much, much bigger game. Now, it doesn't mean for the Washington fans that complaint that doesn't get louder and louder. Like, Chase Young has done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
But he's becoming that guy that fans are looking at saying, did we pick the wrong guy?
Yeah.
Should we have gone for the quarterback? Did we make a mistake? You know, that, you
but
know.
Then, but then going for another quarterback would it be admitting that maybe Daniel Jones was a mistake. So that was basically Dave Gettleman doubling down on the fact that, yeah, I moved up and I got Daniel Jones. Yes, Daniel Jones, who you guys never heard of, six overall. But, I mean, fair. The difference is, like, when you
now,
talk
again,
about.
Again, Washington has Buffalo next, so it doesn't get any easier, of course, right. for them. If they're 0-2, they could be staring down at 0-3.
But they got an excuse. They say we're in our backup quarterback.
But this whole division, I mean, yeah, you know, even for them, they play the Falcons, right? Then it's Saints, Chiefs, Packers, Broncos, Bucks.
Those all L's. Ooh. Those all L's.
So Ron Rivera as well. Like this division is a week two.
This division might be won with five games.
Right? Like we might be done before we get to Halloween in this division. You might figure it out. But that's why this is such a compelling game tonight between these two teams. There it is right now on ESPN Plus. You see their schedule side by side. Mm. I mean, after tonight for these two divisional rivals, one of them's going to be 0-2.
Yeah.
More than likely, of course. And then after it, again, for the Giants, it's Falcons, at Saints, at Cowboys. That out Cowboys becomes tough. Rams. And then, you know, again, Panthers, good
but
defense.
But they got the Chiefs, though.
Chiefs
after that.
Right? And then for Washington,
the
as
Raiders
I mentioned.
Aren't bad. Raiders
Bills,
aren't bad. They'd be the Ravens.
Falcons, Saints, Chiefs, Packers, Broncos. Then they go into their bye. Whew. By that bye, could Cam Newton be a... being watched.
No, because if you're in trouble all the way down there, then you're just going to say, you know what, we're just going to play for the number one pick or top 10 pick so we can try and go and get
a quarterback. Yeah,
yeah.
That's what it's going to be.
The case, yeah.
But it's not going to get any quieter for Chase Young and those fans. Like they are going to start really, you know, that's going to get louder
it's
and
tough,
louder.
Right?
The lament of going for a defensive player at number one. The obvious pick, but it doesn't matter when the search for a quarterback continues. All right, let's get some calls in here, Bart Scott. All right, let's do it. Let's go with John in South Carolina on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. John?
Hey, guys. Do you remember how Ron Rivera used to play as a football player?
Yeah, I do.
I'm from Charlotte.
46.
Well, yeah. Behind closed doors, Rivera was so mad that Cam didn't take the dive into the pile in the Super Bowl in the Denver game.
Oh, yeah.
He backed away and said, I was afraid to hurt my arm or some baloney.
Yeah, yeah, I was there. And then he had the press conference afterwards where he walked off, which was a bad look, too, on an MVP year.
I mean, this is – and we knew the people that know some of the team stuff from gambling, not that this had anything to do with points for any stuff like that, but Rivera lost faith right then and there. And the other thing, more recent, is – I'm not there in the room or whatever, but from – he – said after Cam got cut, he's like, he won't take a big shot for the team. So he's not going to, I don't see, even worst case, you won't see Cam.
A lot of people. No, that's great insight, John. It really is. That's great insight because, and I've heard this from a number of people that they just don't see that, you know, as a place that he'd go because, you know, again, they both had their best success together.
Yeah.
But as John points out, there's clearly – you know, that is a relationship that has been fractured.
It's an appreciation, but it's not a love where I want to hitch my future wagon to
right.
Cam Newton because if we wanted Cam Newton, Cam Newton would have never got to New England because, remember, they knew they were moving on from Haskins.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, like, they could have got Cam 2 years
You're
ago.
Right.
And they could have got him this year when he was a free agent. And all they had to do was offer him more than what they offered Ryan Fitzpatrick, which is more than what Cam got to go back to New England, I think $3.5 million with some incentives. So, like, Riverboat really is just not into you. Sometimes we try and make correlations or we try and make connections with people that just because they used to be with each other before, but it doesn't mean that they want to be with them in the future.
Yeah. All right, let's go right now to the Goodyear Hotline, and we are joined right now by Jeff Darlington, our good friend, NFL.
The great.
NFL insider. The
I have a question. Bart.
Yep.
You said it several times, we call it barbecue chicken. Mm-hmm. Is that just you?
No, that's Shaq.
And what does that mean?
I stole that from Shaq. That means that you're eating them up. They barbecue chicken. They bums. Like, they're going to get cooked.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, good.
I stole that from Diesel.
I love when you say it, and I just don't know what it means. So, you know, I'm trying to, you know.
So you just nod your head. All right. I'm sorry. I got a lot of Bart-isms. I apologize. You know what I'm saying?
But, I love it. I just nod my head, though. You know, I try to, you know, just try to be the cool guy who knows what Bart's talking about.
I was nervous that you were going to, like, shave yourself when you were spinning the picture frame, man, because, like, the picture frame's, like, right there by the cheek. I was like, oh, man, you're going to mess around and take off the low grade. You know what I'm saying? But
I'm nervous you're going to shave your eyebrows.
Let's reveal. Let me set it up now. Now, what they're both referencing is on Get Up this morning, where Jeff Darlington showed off one of his many talents, which is spinning just about anything. including a sofa cushion at one point, which I forget who it was that pointed out the fact that people were sitting on that, and you put that real close to your face. But aside from that, you just have to show it off. The people need it, Jeff. They need it. They want it. Yep. So you give the people what they want. Yeah. But Bart and Damian Woody have a bet that is on national television, so nobody can back out. And so Bart explained. So one of you will have to shave an eyebrow.
Yeah, we got to get clear with HR first. I asked Pete. He said he didn't know. He'll go up the chain. Okay. But yeah, I believe that San Francisco is going to blow the Eagles out. And most people that the 500% that went and bought his jersey, just let you know how many people didn't believe in him before. One game against the lonely Falcons, and all of a sudden he's the truth. Like, listen, all they want is Carson Wentz to stay healthy for 75% of the plays, so they can use all three of those to get Deshaun Watson. If that ever, you know, because I don't care how great he does it.
What is the bet?
Oh, shave the eyebrow off. I didn't want one off. I didn't want two off. I wanted one off because now you have to be forced, one eyebrow if Jalen Hurts comes back to reality and the San Francisco 49ers beat him up.
So Hurts has to lose and look bad?
No, he just has to lose.
Just lose. So if he throws for 400 yards.
Don't matter.
And they lose.
Don't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Don't matter.
And so you win if that happens.
So if the 49ers win the game.
Right.
Bart has. All right. If the Eagles win the game, Bart shaves his eyebrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Eyebrow. Right. Because what happens
is. You barely have one, though. Like, I'm just looking at you right now. Like, you really. You don't. Like.
See, but this is the thing.
Hair wise, you don't have one. Your forehead certainly is very prominent, but the eyebrow itself.
Oh, man. But Jeff, the thing is, right? Why I want one eyebrow instead of two is because now you have to be forced to try and line up the other eyebrow to be the same height. Yeah. And I want Damon Woody walking around and people say, "What?" You're like, "What are you talking about?" I want him to look like he's saying "Huh," like he's surprised all the time. Like, "What? What are you talking about?" So that's why I said one instead of two.
All right, let's get to football.
All right. I thought we were talking football.
I mean, we are, I guess, in a way, because there's certainly one. All right, how about this then? We're talking with Jeff Darlington on the Goodyear Hotline, brought to you by Goodyear, making the plays that move you forward. Goodyear, more driven. What do you think of what happened, how Jalen Hurts looked in week one, and how much are you buying it against a really good, obviously, 49ers defense?
So I'm not buying it. No. So what I am buying, I am with Bart for the most part here, that Jalen Hurts will come back to earth in some capacity. What I think that will continue to happen is that we'll see better play from the Eagles than maybe we expected, because our expectations for Nick Sirianni, a coach that no one even knew his name
a year ago, will
exceed maybe what we're thinking the Eagles will do. I think he's better. He was better with Indianapolis when he was the offensive coordinator than people really realized. They thought Frank Reich was doing it all. But Sirianni behind the scenes was game planning and putting Philip Rivers and putting that team in a position to win. I think he can do that to a degree with Jalen Hurts. I am with Bart in the sense, though, that my belief in his Jalen Hurts ceiling is not all that high.
I got another question, because I got a hot seat. I just thought about it. Sometimes you talk, and I just imagine you spinning the cushion. And what's so impressive to me is that you do it for like a minute or two. It's like anybody can spin something for a little while. Yeah. You do it for a long time, and it just got my head to spin and my brain to working. I'm trying to figure out, bigger hot seat, Gettleman, Ryan Pace.
Gettleman, Ryan Pace. It's got to be Gettleman. It's got to be Gettleman. Here's why. Ryan Pace got Justin Fields.
Yeah. Yeah,
like we can yell. Everybody can yell at Matt Nagy for not playing Fields yet, but there's a reason everybody's yelling. It's because everybody believes Justin Fields is the answer. So Pace did his job. Pace, by the way, in the 11th hour, with his job on the line, found Justin Fields. Because if he didn't get Justin Fields, he's as good as gone. Dave Gettleman, I mean, remember when Daniel Jones got drafted and everybody's like, okay, well there you go. If Daniel Jones is not the answer, Gettleman needs to be fired. So here we are.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to find out. So to me, Gettleman is absolutely the hottest seat of any GM in the league.
Any GM in the league, yeah. I do think he's at that point, because he's also the guy talking all from day one about the offensive line, which he inherited a bad offensive line. I mean, that was the biggest issue before him. You know, Jerry Reese couldn't put an offensive line together. They haven't had a good offensive line since they won the Super Bowl 10 years ago. So
we should get it. I like the Gettleman kind of, you know, New York media is different, as Bart knows. You got to kind of be aggressive with him. But I also think that, like, all along, Gettleman's been like, Daniel Jones is obviously the answer, and anybody who questions this is an idiot. Like, that also sort of, I think, rubbed people the wrong way.
Yeah,
you better be right if you're going to go that far on a limb
yeah.
and be that confident in it.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely the truth here in New York. I resemble that remark, by the way, by you. Let's continue as we're talking with Jeff Darlington on the Goodyear Hotline. With that in mind, we just had a caller that clearly paid close attention to the Carolina Panthers, a big Panthers fan. So the reason why you're not seeing any conversations at all with Washington and Cam Newton is because Ron Rivera already knows what he's about. That
Cam, disdain from him from the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Cam wouldn't take a hit for the team, that kind of thing. Didn't want to get hurt.
Didn't and want to dive into the pile when he had the fumble in the Super Bowl.
That fumble, right. So, I guess that goes to the question is you know, how much validity is in that? And why, with knowing that Fitzpatrick's going to be out for the first
6 weeks,
month and a half of the season – and you have Taylor Heinicke, who I know they like, but it's still not very experienced. It's a good defense and a team that could be good in that division. Why, from what you know, aren't they interested in Cam Newton?
Well, I'm curious. Actually, that's probably when I came on, I heard Bart saying something about people, we always want to make connections. Is that what you were talking about, Cam
yes.
Newton and Ron
yep.
Rivera?
Yep.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with that. I like, everybody in the NFL, every time something comes up, Josh McDaniels, when he was going to get a job, it's like, well, Tom Brady will go wherever Josh McDaniels goes. Well, why does everybody just assume the two people who work together love each other? Everybody look around at their own jobs. And
well, it's a lot of people I hate in this building.
Hey, why are you looking at me?
But you know what I mean? Everybody always assumes as soon as there's a connection, to Bart's point, that makes sense. And I'm not saying Ron Rivera has distaste for Cam Newton, but he certainly knows him better than anybody else. And also, not to say that if this was 2015, that Ron Rivera wouldn't jump at the opportunity for Cam Newton. But now, after everything that he's gone through with him, that he understands his health better than anybody, usually I take someone's opinion when it comes to that and give it a little bit more credibility than maybe somebody who doesn't know him at all.
It's amazing, right? We thought that the Cowboys had arrived. They won even in a loss. But
yeah,
if they
right.
lose, but if they lose this week
great
to
point.
The Chargers,
well, they're losing more. They keep losing.
But it doesn't matter. Nobody cares about your excuses. Like, you want to complain to the Los
that's
Angeles
right.
Chargers about injuries when they seem
right.
to lose Derwin James 2 years in a row, Hunter Henry, Keelan Allen, Bosa. They get people hurt every single.
Yeah.
Nobody
that's
wants
right.
to hear that complaint,
yeah.
right? Because you're supposed to be built for the long haul, not just surface, you know, cool, right? So
don't care.
You talk about week two. Again, you're going to have maybe. You know, two teams within this division, 0-2. Well, we're definitely going to have one, but possibly 0-2. Mm-hmm. And we thought that this division was good. If the Cowboys lose and go 0-2, what does that really say about them after putting on a great performance? Did they just punch above their weight? Or is this more really who they are and who they're going to be, especially when Lyle Collins has been dipping in the sauce, so he's gone for 6 weeks?
That sauce is salty. But you're right. I don't. Every year we talk about this division like this. Every year we're like, oh, the division's going to be good this year. Who's going to win it? The Cowboys are going to really threaten
Three
the Giants this
hours
year.
Like, later.
Every single year, it is the most overrated division in all of sports. Every year we get to the point at the end of the season, we're like, which 8-8 team is going to surge to 9 wins and make the playoffs?
Amazing.
Every single year. So I'm with you. Here's the thing. If the Cowboys do start 0-2, I am inclined to say, wow, panic time. But in this division, is it really?
Can they not get
DeMarcus Lawrence?
They got him right where they want him.
They got him right where they want him. Everybody's going to doubt him, and then they're going to sneak in the playoffs with 10 wins and lose in the wild card, just like every other year.
And Stephen A. will enjoy it all the way through.
A little too much.
A little too much, but yes. So something we discussed in the previous segment that I want to get your take on from a Florida perspective, of course, and that is Urban Meyer, who said no chance that he will take the USC job, that he knew Jacksonville would be a long-haul kind of thing. They're just at the very beginning, and no matter how miserable he seems to look every time the camera goes on, like the last time he smiled, I think, was draft night. Like, I just never see him look like a guy that is, all right, I'm in this thing, I'm all positive. Like, so how much should I believe, and how much are people in Jacksonville believing when Urban Meyer says no chance that he would jump at the USC job?
I struggle with this one. First of all, we were talking about this on Get Up. the fact that we're even discussing whether we believe Urban Meyer when he says he's not going to USC after the first game of his NFL career with the number one overall pick, who is arguably one of the best generational prospects in NFL history.
Says it all.
And we're already saying, is he out? That's what we feel. That's how much confidence we have in Urban Meyer actually sticking this thing out and turning it around. Look, that said, I think we go down this little bit of a road. There's a little bit of a double standard. Why should we expect Urban Meyer to be thrilled with the product? It doesn't mean that he's ready to quit, but at the same time, like, he's the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars and knows that this team has been terrible for a very long time. So why wouldn't he be, you know, hold high standards? Why wouldn't he be miserable until they start figuring it out? So I'm not saying that I believe that Urban Meyer is going to turn it around, but I will say, if he was on the sideline super happy after that performance, I probably have more questions about his outlook than if he's a little bit miserable.
That's a great point.
He looks
all right,
constipated,
Jeff.
He looks constipated.
Wouldn't you be right
he
now?
Look constipated.
Get
us
some medical.
He looked very. I agree. He looked very constipated on the sidelines. Maybe some fiber in his diet will do the trick.
Yeah, that and not having to look at the way his offensive line protects his quarterback. Anyways,
that's
Jeff,
right.
We're
going
to leave it right there. Always great to catch up with you, my man. All the best.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
it. Jeff Darlington on the Goodyear Hotline. So we're Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. Brought to you by Home Depot with everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, and easier. Welcome to today's Home Depot, how doers get more done. So coming up, after Monday night's win over the Ravens, Bart, John Gruden said the best player he's ever coached was Darren Waller.
Then he coached Warren Sapp.
Let's talk to Warren Sapp and see if he agrees or disagrees.
Simmon Rice.
We will
Joey
do
Galloway.
That next. Warren Sapp next. Also, a great Bart Scott story involving Warren, and we'll see if he remembers it. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Football seasons.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. We want you to sign up with DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL, and use promo code BART. To get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes up for grabs this week with your first deposit. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Hey, man, I see why you're playing that old school stuff, because we got an OG Triple OG coming up. That's what I'm talking about.
Right now on the Goodyear Hotline, Warren Sapp, the Hall of Famer, joining us. Warren, welcome. I have to ask you if you remember a story that Bart Scott has told me many times.
I was lint in his pocket.
When you were a rookie, right? It was your rookie season?
Yeah, their Super Bowl year. I was lint in his pocket.
Do you remember meeting Bart Scott on the field at one point?
That would be
this me y'all talking to?
Yeah, do you remember?
I was lint. I was insignificant. I was less than dirt to him.
He said that you.
What year was this, Bart?
It was your Super Bowl year. It was my rookie bowl. My rookie year, 2002. Y'all was at the height of y'all superpowers. You body slammed Chester Taylor on his neck just for fun, and then I'm coming on. I'm talking all type of trash because I talk. That's what I do. And you touched me on the back of my shoulder. It was the most disrespectful thing that has ever happened to me in my life. And it hurt my feelings.
But what did he say to you?
You touched me on the back of my shirt, and I was arguing with one of your teammates, and it was special because that's all I was. And you said, who the hell are you? And for the very first time in my life, I had nothing to say. I had no rebut. Words
you
know hurt. What, Words hurt.
I can say to that when they told me I was coming on here with you, I told them, can't wait, baby. So that's my dog. I love you. You know what I was doing? I was just humbling you a little bit because that's what Chris Carter and all the trash talkers in my day did to me in the NFC Central when I had to grow up a little bit. You had to put some work in before you could talk that kind of trash.
Now, I appreciate it. I usually say this and everybody knows. I say you can't trust a man over 40 without facial hair, but you one of the very few that I trust with black man over 40 with no facial hair, man. What the hell was you doing with Lil Duval the other day? Why you leave him in the ocean, man?
Listen, Lil Duval is a scuba diver just like me.
You the world's biggest scuba diver? Dives,
dog. Listen, Lil Duval have been over to Iceland and where you can touch the Atlantic, North America, and Europe because it comes together. It's got a plate right there. He touched it, but now it's not spread too far. He can't touch it no more because he's little. But me and you can. You know, he's one of them.
He's a micro mini pimp.
So he wanted to go spearfishing. He wanted to go spearfishing. So I know a real good spear fisherman down in the Keys. And he just had hooked up my gun where I got a new – I got two bullets on it now. So just in case I miss one, you know what I'm saying? I get a second shot. So I took him down there. We get down underneath the water, dog. This man talking about he needs to equalize. I'm like, dog, blow
what
your
does that
nose
mean?
And let's go.
What does equalize mean for those out there that never
when you, when you go down, when you go down, Bart, when you first hit the water and you go down by 5 feet, you're going to need to blow your nose so your ears can, you know, it's kind of like gotcha. It's like swallowing going up an elevator or in a plane, chewing gum.
Got you.
Yeah, so – he's standing on the mooring line talking about, I need to go up and down. I'm like, dog, I done wasted 500 PSIs waiting on you to get down here on the bottom of the thing. And we going down 80 feet, dog. We got to go.
You hit him with the deuces?
Dog, I looked down and saw a mangrove snap. I took off. I got to go, man. That's bitter, baby. I got to go, man. Mangrove snapper is lovely. But I couldn't catch him. Duval to let me drop on top of him. You know, the fish saw me, and then I went to kicking. And nah, he was like, nope, I see you, fat boy. He would not let me get 20 yards of him.
He
was not like
you.
NFL quarterback. He was not standing on the spot.
Well, you know what? Talk about, you know, keeping it real. This is something I need to play for you. I need you to hear it. You might have heard it already, and I want you to react to it. As we're talking with Warren Sapp right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Okay.
I haven't heard it.
It is from Monday night's game. And it is a former coach of yours.
No, trust me. I haven't heard it. I went to Super Bowl Monday night game. Trust me.
All right.
I haven't heard it.
So it's John Gruden, and he's talking about the best players that
– Oh, the guy when he said the best player he ever coached. No doubt about it. Hey, the guy's going to work, and, hey, it's a new 21st century. That's fine with me.
All right, let's play it. Let's play it.
We threw it 60 times probably, you know, and if you threw it 60 times, you know, you'd probably target him 29 times. So I thought he mishandled a ball or two. Uncharacteristically, he had a penalty called back, a big catch and run. He's the best player I've ever coached, so I'm going to continue to look for him.
That would be Darren Waller, the tight end. Now, he's coached players like yourself, obviously, Jerry Rice, Tim Brown, Keyshawn Johnson,
Derek Brooks,
Simeon Rice, Rondé Barber.
These are all Hall of Famers.
Yes.
And we know John Gruden just like any of you do. John is just about the next flashy hot car that's coming, and Waller's that. He can get 500, 600 catches out of Waller in the next 6 years. I'd say it too, Coach. No problem. I'm a 48-year-old, man. My resume is set. I'm the fifth first ballot defensive tackle ever. Dennis Erickson said I was the greatest player he ever coached. And you want to know the list of players he coached at the University of Miami, so trust me. I've been in that position. And now I've been taken out of that position with John. It's fine. Waller is a hell of a player. No doubt about it.
All right, speaking about your illustrious career, we had like a little side conversation that we were talking about.
Are we going here?
You're a little older than me. And I was trying to explain to them how we used to take Viagra before games. And they thought I was out there acting crazy. And, you know, you're a little older than me. I don't know if you ever took Viagra for the game or back in the day it would be Red Roosters or something like that, you know what I'm saying, to open up the blood vessels, you know what I'm saying, to get that extra petro in your step, you know what I'm saying. But they thought I was talking about walking around like I'm on the field with a Woody or something. They didn't understand how it all works.
Yep.
Nah, you got to miss me with that one, homie. Yeah. I didn't need nothing but water and a K-Light from Todd. That's all. And every now and then, a Toradol shot with a little B12. That's all I need.
So no uptime,
all
no uptime or nothing?
And the rip fuel. I've seen it now. I've seen brother take rip fuel and everything. I've seen it go around, and I just like, nah, that's not for me.
See, that's because you was in the phone booth. You wasn't chase. I was having to chase people, carry tight end up the seam.
Don't think you should make an excuse for things that you took before a game, Bart. I just think you just accept it. The Hall of Famer said, no, that's not something that I would do.
Yeah, just accept that you was on that hardener.
I'll tell you what. Well, I made it because at least this time he remembered my damn name.
That is true. No, he said he loves you.
Oh, no.
I had to go to therapy for that.
You know you playing defense, baby.
Yeah, I had to go to therapy for that.
You playing defense. You were playing defense. I have no clue who's on the defense. I ain't looked at the defense all week. Trust me, I haven't.
We're talking about Warren Sapp.
A little bit. I ain't looked over that one time.
The Hall of Famer Warren Sapp joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. Tonight we have Giants and Washington in Thursday Night Football, and I'm curious what you think of, talk about a defensive player, a talented one, in Chase Young. What do you think of him? How good is he? How good can he be?
Oh, my goodness. What a monster. I mean, the size, the speed, the power. I just want him a little more hostile and mobile. You know, they get a little stiff every now and then. You got to keep them hips loose and flipping them hips and turning them cones. But, boy, does he have a great upside. Him, Miles Garrett, there's a bunch of those young guys that are just, oh, my goodness. I mean, geez, if I had their hands, I'd cut my hands and feet off.
Now, when you look at that, right? So is he your favorite, or what about Nick Bosa?
Yeah, who would be your favorite? Like,
who's your favorite Twitchy?
Bosa boys. You keep the Bosa boys. Right now, have you put the tape on Scott and watched Chandler Jones this week?
Oh yeah, well he been doing that, right? He got 52 sacks in 4 years.
If you put the tape on, you watch the first snap of the game when he goes up and under the tackle and hits Henry in the backfield for -3, I licked my lips. I said, this is going to be fun. Because if he had 5 sacks and he started the game like this, this is going to be the best 60 minutes I've watched in quite a while. Holy smokes. They even switched left tackles on the dog. He flipped him like a little coin, and they went back to the other one. He flipped him again. I said, oh, my God. Just tell him, ain't that you got for me? And you know they didn't chip a back on him?
Yeah, that was crazy. I mean, Derrick Henry is a hell of a chip. That's like hitting him with a
holder. No. Vrabel's supposed to be one of these situational football Bill Belichick disciples. You can't let one man have 5 sacks on you.
He had Taylor Lewan go to social media and apologize that he got dominated.
Listen, the guy that's behind Taylor Lewan should kick Taylor Lewan in the butt for allowing himself to be taken out and him to get thrown in there. And they really know they got no backup now because they cut him and bring somebody else in and put him on the practice squad. That backup is about to lose his job.
He was trying to
hide on the roster.
Yeah,
now you got me. You expose me.
He's supposed to fight him good. He turned him upside down, dog.
I tell you what, they better give him his money too, because like, listen, if I was him, I wouldn't step out there.
No. They better pay him now.
That's what I'm saying.
Get to the end of the year, it's gonna be a real big payday.
Yeah, right. It's getting more expensive by the game, right?
The hometown half season pay cut.
All right, Warren Sapp joining us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. So you're here with us with Nap Jitsu, and Bart has a lot of energy. I need to keep up with him. Tell me about this product and how it could help me.
Listen, brother, whenever you get ready to get down to go to sleep, because going to sleep is one thing, but going to sleep and getting to that REM when you get that good, deep sleep, and then that jitsu kicks you up in the morning when you wake up, you'd be full of energy and raring to go, man. I wish I had this thing when I was playing. Now, Bart, I wouldn't have had no Viagra before the game, but I would have definitely had me some Nap Jitsu, because, boy, I would have did it the night before the game, slept good, woke up bright-eyed and bushy-tail and on the hunt for a quarterback. Boy, it would have been so lovely on the day-in, day-out basis, man. It really gave me a new lease on life, fellas. You really got to give it a try.
Can I have a promo code? Can I call them and say, you sent me and I get 10% off? Because you know we balling on the budget. I don't
you
get the NFL
number.
Check
you
no more.
You got my number. You text me. I send you a homeboy package, you know, because all defenders I love, baby, when we go hunting. You know how it is. I didn't need 10 more on a Sunday afternoon. You can have Jerry Rice, Joe Montana, whoever you want on offense. Just give me 11 on the other side of the ball, let's say. Not today.
Well, my mama always listens to the show. Hey, mama, Warren gonna hook me up, mama. I made it.
mama, we gonna hook him up. Can't wait.
There it is. So from the day he said, what's your name, to now on the show, he's saying, can't listen, wait to you. Warren
the
Sapp.
Only man over 40 without any facial hair that I trust.
You respect as
listen,
well.
I cut this off, Bart. I got kids that's asking for wine at the dinner table now. My only reply is red or white, baby. So this thing get great after 4 or 5 days, but I'm trying to hold on. You know what I'm saying? They ain't gonna let go of the rope just yet.
Hey, it's great to catch up. Thanks so much. This was a lot of fun.
Anytime, fellas. Let me know.
All right, again, the great Warren Sapp. on the Goodyear.
Deep sea diving, man.
How about that story?
I mean, tremendous story. Just imagine if you're in a boat or something, you just see a spear, you think the Loch Ness Monster under there, man. You'll see the big black dude like underneath there looking like a black Jaws.
But we all look the same underwater because we're all wearing the same thing. You're all covered up. But yeah, but that's the thing. I just got to swim faster than you. Barton on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial, auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Coming up. Okay, so what's it going to take for the Lions to repair their relationship with Megatron? You got to hear what he had to say about issues he's got with them. Find out next on Audio Files. Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bart and Han.
La 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 la.
My mi amor,
cheri amor.
That's how we roll. You know what I'm saying? We're a little bit of sports, a little bit comedy, a little bit cinema, a little bit music.
And if you missed Warren Sapp, you got to check that on a little bit podcast that will be up in a few. All right, it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Let's do it as quickly as we can. Bart, what time is it?
Audio Files.
Let's begin with Calvin Johnson, Megatron Hall of Famer, right?
Yes, sir.
And apparently there's some issues between him and the Lions. This story is unbelievable, and when you get the details of it, which I will try to explain, hopefully he explains most of it here, he's on In Depth with Graham Bensinger, and he talks about how the Lions owe him money and how they were trying to pay him for it.
Not really any effort.
No.
I mean, they sent us some stuff, but it hasn't been really any effort to resolve it. So,
do you think it's likely that there will be positive resolution?
That'd be nice. No, I'm not going to close the chapter. But I'm not going to, bend over backwards to try to do anything because I didn't do anything. I did my job.
What do you think has to happen to make it right?
I'm not saying they got to repay me the 1.6 all up front, but then they figure out a way to do it and not have me work for it because I already did the work for it.
$1.6 million they owe him?
Yeah, well, they don't owe him.
He says they owe him $1.6 and they said to him, we'll give it to you over 3 years. But you have to work for the team. And he's like, I've already earned that money.
Okay, so this is
what do you know about this? By the way, that was Straight Talk, part by Straight Talk Wireless.
I'm from Detroit. So what happens is he retired abruptly, so they made him pay back some of the signing bonus money that they gave him. Same thing they did to Barry Sanders when Barry Sanders decided to walk away. I think Barry Sanders had to pay them like $300,000 because it was signing bonus money in his contract. Remember, he was the first $100 million receiver. He was the guy that made more money than anybody. So when he did that, he had to give money back to retire because it essentially voided his contract and quit and didn't honor the contract. So that's what they're talking about. Semantics.
1.6. You're going to make them pay for it. All right. One more thing
here. They can work for it. He can go out and hand out peanuts and greet everybody coming
guy
to the
guy idolized here at ESPN is Mike Greenberg because he is a professional and he is, he's certainly somebody you want to try to model your career after, right? I mean, the guy is tremendously talented and hosts just about everything. But it's amazing how he is fixated on something about me, apparently.
I had never met Alan. I'd heard him on the radio for years. He's much bigger than I realized. Yeah, he's a specimen.
He's about 6'6". He goes, he's a former basketball player.
Yeah. He's got a big, good-looking guy.
Bart.
He's a fan, man.
I'll play that over and over again.
Yeah, look at you. You got your chest all out like a peacock and stuff like that, man. Tell you, man, like we got to get you on like a daytime thing, man, because you would kill all the OGs, the old women. You know what I mean? Old MILFs.
In New York, stay with us. For the rest of you, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.